Yes, yes, but you must repeat the words which I say.
Yes, Seb, you say the same things he says.
Yeah, I get you.
This is an outrageous...
One moment, Countess. Now then, once more, I, Ebenezer Peters...
You're Ebenezer Peters.
But I am not Ebenezer Peters.
You said you were.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't. I said
that... No, Ebby said you was Ebenezer Peters. Well, shucks, that ain't no news to me.
I know. But you must repeat the words after me.
Yes, that thing, Seb, get on to you, Seb. All you have to do is just say the same thing as Squire Williams said.
Yeah, I get you.
Listen to me.
Now,
just a moment, please,
Countess. Don't be impatient.
Go ahead. Let's get it over with.
Very well. Now then, once more, I take this woman to be my lawfully wedded wife.
That's a bargain. You take her. I don't want to marry her
nohow. No. We must go on with the ceremony. Simply repeat what I say. We'll omit the first part. Now then, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
How's that?
No. You say, I do. You say, I do. Now, once again, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I'll say you do.
That's not right. You say, I do. Say what I say.
That's not right. You say, I do.
No.
No.
Stop it. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Wait, Eb.
No, you darn fool.
He's crazy. He's mud.
No, you darn fool. He's crazy and mud.
Oh, stop that phonograph.
Yes, and stop the phonograph.
I'll stop it.
Now, you see here, Mr. Peters, this is no jest.
What, say?
Jest.
Jest is what?
Jest is I stop the phonograph.
Oh, no, I don't mean just stop the phonograph.
I mean... Oh, you said to stop it. Well, I'll try it again.
Stop that record. Take it off the machine.
Yeah, take it off and turn it over. Let's see what's on the other side.
Don't!
It says march on one side and then go to sleep on the other side.
Don't you dare put that record on again.
Don't want to.
What I want to know, is this ceremony going on or not?
Wait one moment. If Monsieur Peter still wishes to reconsider my proposition, I will settle for $1,000 cash.
No, sir. No, sirree. I won't give you a red cent.
Very bien. Then the marriage, it will continue. And you, Monsieur Peters, can taste the music.
Did you say you want some more music?
No more music.
No more.
We'll proceed with the ceremony. Now, do you, Ebenezer Peters, take this woman for your lawfully wedded wife?
You darn tootin'.
What is your name, Countess?
Yvette de Brissac.
And do you, Yvette de Brissac, take this man for your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
Then, by the authority reposed in me by law, I do hereby pronounce you man and... What in the name of...
It's found.
Hey, what's doing in here?
None of your darn business. And what you got Miss Beebe's parrot for?
I'm bringing it back. This is the bird you gave me the other day.
How's that?
I say you give me this bird.
Yes, Eb, he said you give him the bird.
He's crazy. I didn't give him.
No, I mean you give me this parrot. You're the guy that give me it.
Yes, I recollect now. Mr. Brown, me and Eb sort of upset this evening on account of...
Oh, yeah? On account of what?
On account of the wedding going on here. The Countess is marrying Mr. Peters, and if you haven't been invited, I would suggest...
Countess, well, if I live and breathe, Sadie, well, this is a pleasure.
Oh, how dare you? I do not know what you mean. I am the Countess of Air, and I have never seen you before.
Why, Sadie, and after we had such a nice trip together, too... Now, ain't that just like a woman? Why, it was the one that took her to prison the last time.
Prison?
You took her to prison?
This man, This man, he is demented.
I don't know who you are, sir, but I am a justice of the peace in this town, and if you don't get out of here, I'll have you thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah? Well, now, listen. Let's all just tell our right name. My name, Brown, it's McCafferty. Special Officer McCafferty of the New York Detective Bureau. Here. There's my shield.
Well, I'll be switched. He's a detective,
well, eh? Dear me.
And this dame ain't no counter. Her name is Sadie Cluck. Ain't it, Sadie?
Oh, well, what if it is?
And she's a blackmailer, pure and simple. Ain't you?
I never saw a blackmailer that was pure and simple.
Yeah? Well, never mind the wisecracking, Sadie. I'm sorry, but I haven't got anything against you this time. I'm looking for your boyfriend. Where is he?
I don't know who you mean.
You know who I mean, all right. Tony Vestry.
Vestry?
Oh. Yeah, Vestry. What do you know about him?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing, except he's running for sheriff.
Yes, but he didn't take the job.
No.
He quit cold.
You mean, do you know where he is?
Certainly. He was right here a second ago and passed out.
Yes. You see, he passed out the door.
You don't know where he went?
Well, I got a pretty darn good idea where a fella like him would go.
Yes. That means he went down them. He went down the pool hall.
Now, wait a minute. This sounds kind of phony to me. Before you guys try to shield that bird, just let me tell you something. Vestris wanted in New York State on a homicide charge. Now, you say he was in here?
Yes, but he's gone now.
Oh, my gracious. Did you hear that?
I'll say I heard it.
Yes. It must have been the wind.
Why, I do believe it's something behind that counter.
Well, we'll just have a look.
Wait a second, Mr. Brown. We don't like strangers prowling around our store now.
Get out of my way.
Yes, but Mr. Brown...
Did you hear the news?
Wait a minute. Just who are you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I'm Hector Schmidt, the boy mayor of Corn Center.
Are there fellas inside the store?
Hey, what is that? Get out! I'm an officer of the law, I tell you. Beat it.
Let's go. Hector Schmidt, the swagaloon, his slogan is a two-pence-suit. He's put it over fair and square. Hip, hip, hooray for our new mayor.
Start,
fellas. He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory.
I am sick. Take me out of here.
Rob?
No, I lost it. Oh, my head.
Well, let's see. Okay. But slip these on anyway, just in case.
Tony. Tony.
All right, you guys. Get out of the way and let us out of here. You better come along, too, Sadie. Come on now.
Oh, gosh, see what did I tell you? I told you I learned that parrot to sing glory.
Hi, everybody, please. Gee, Whitaker, I will make a speech. And I want to thank everybody for their support, but... Gee, Whitaker, I will make a speech. And I want to thank everybody for their support, but the truth of the matter is, you see, I've resigned. I resigned as a favor to my very good friend, Mr. Ed Peters and Mr. Zeb Winterbottom.
Why didn't you resign yesterday? Then we wouldn't have had all this trouble.
Yeah.
Turn your hide? Why we...
Hey, look at this.
Hey,
is this the place where the horse?
Why, yes.
Yeah, here it is.